All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good afternoon, actually. It is February the 23rd, 2023. Beautiful day here, 2024. Excuse me. I'm all confused today. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. It is raining, cold, and gray, but still beautiful. Friday, work today, actually just finished work, came in this morning, thought I would, do a podcast this morning, wasn't really feeling it, finished a little early, I thought maybe I'll sit down and see what I can chat about, if there's anything even worth chatting, maybe the podcast won't even make it, we'll see, but it is Friday, getting ready for the weekend, going to go out and get a little dinner tonight. I did speak the other night. I went to the Wednesday night meeting, which I usually go to, and of course, after the meeting, somebody's like, "Hey, can you do me a solid?" I was like, "What you need?" And he's like, "I was wondering if you could come share for me." And I was like, "Of course, right? I can." Sort of cramped. It didn't really cramp my schedule. I always am available whenever asked. It's just that not everybody else is on board always with that, right? My wife and family. I usually have a routine Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I try to hit meetings. Actually, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. If I can get the Friday meeting in, I'll get it in. But usually 3 meetings a week is usually good for me. And any more to that schedule, and my wife's like, "Oh, boy." My daughter's like, "Come on." And but you know what? I have that responsibility, and when asked, I must say yes. And so I explained, and she knows. And actually, she's like, "I don't understand why you're – voice has got so much sarcasm in it, right?" Because I'm like, somebody asked me to speak, because I'm sort of preparing myself for the backlash that I'm assuming I'm going to get. And I go, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, have that tone. I just sort of imagined you were going to be annoyed by that." And she goes, "No, I get it. It's fine." And so I was like, cool. So I did speak at the Thursday night meeting over in Oak Orchard. It was good. I have spoken there before. There's all these meetings, and some of them are doing better than others. And this meeting, the first time I spoke at it was, it was like 3 people, right? And so this meeting, I think we had about 10 people. It was good. I'm trying to revamp it a bit. I think it was maybe a Big Book meeting, and now they've changed it to a step meeting, right? Another step meeting, right? And another night of reading these steps. I think I shared the other day that I get a little sick of reading, but I don't know. It's no big deal, right? It's a small price to pay for the amazing life that I get to live today. And so it was cool. It was on the second step, which is pretty ironic since I've sort of been waddling around in the mud of the first 3 steps. And, I've been talking about the first 3 steps a lot because I've sort of had this epiphany, right, about this, the building of a relationship with God. And, the second step, the first, the second, and the third step to me is that sort of that introduction, right? Come on in, dip your toe in, see what you think. It's a test for me, right? It's a test about my willingness. I think it really sets the tone for the rest of the steps, right? For the rest of my life, for the rest of my journey to Serenity Island really starts with these first 3 steps. So when he said it was on the second step, I was like, great. I feel like I've been talking about the second step. I've been reading about the second step. I've been having discussions about it. I feel like I'm pretty well versed in the second step, right? And of course, when it's time to speak on the damn thing, I'm like sort of at a loss for words. It was kind of funny.
Trees fade quickly to a blur. The music on the radio hums along with the engine purr. Roll down the windows to breathe some of that Virginia air. And I'm passing the moment until I finally palms are sweaty as I grasp the steering wheel too tight. And I'm just wondering how it'll go, and I apologize, 'cause I've been going.
A great song. Make It Right. Julie Derrick, actually a friend of mine. She's actually a friend of mine. Great local girl. Small business owner in this town. I think she's like a lot of people that, you know, have a music aspirations, right? And then get married or whatever and have children and have to sort of, you know, take our focus off our dream for a bit and you know, focus on what's important at the moment, which is family and business. And I think she's starting to try to dip her toe back into the music. And I saw on Facebook that she had released a new song. It is on Spotify, and it is called Make It Right. I don't know if that's the new song. There's two new songs on there. I'm not sure which one is the newest one, but that's a great song. She actually came on another podcast I used to do called The Rome Social, which was you know, promoting small local business, small local artists, and she actually came on my podcast supporting her small business at the time, but apparently she is back in the music game. That's a great song. So go check her out, Julie Derrick. She is on Spotify. Give her a follow. She's one of those less than 1,000, right? Because it's hard getting in the music game. You can be great, you can look great, and still never make it, right? So it takes all of our support. So go check her out. She's awesome. That song's great. But yeah, it is, you know, it's funny. Like you said, you know, I've been thinking about the second step and the third step and really, you know, analyzing it for myself. But when it comes time to talk about it, it's tough, right? It is tough. The one thing I have noticed, I've said this before, you know, this sobriety, whatever it is we're searching for, it just takes time. Time takes time, right? I think that is one of the cool little sayings in the program, right? Time takes time, and it's absolutely true. And the problem for me is that I've put a lot of time in it, and I start understanding it, and I start getting it, and then I want to, you know, yell from the rafters, right? I figured it out. I've got it figured out. And then I sit in front of a bunch of people, and I try to share it, and I realize it's my journey, right? It is my journey. I've experienced things that have pushed me one way. I experienced something that have pushed me another way. I've been humiliated. I've been praised. I've been embarrassed. I've been raised up. All of the different things that happen to us in our journey, you know, are all the things that sort of shape my path, at least, and expose the things that, you know, are important to me. You know, I think about my relationship, and like I said in the meeting the other night, you know, I believe that a relationship with God is just a relationship free of fear, right? And it says, there's one of these books, it's Came to Believe, and it says, I read this, let's see if I can, actually took a picture of it. Let's see if I can find it real quick without making a whole production out of it. And I thought it was pretty interesting thing, and it said right here, it says, what has always impressed me most about the program and myself is the constant continuing challenge to try to recapturing some of that true and honest rapture I felt upon total surrender. When I first came into AA, for me, that special peace of mind has never been duplicated. Now, after all the accumulated 24-hour periods, I realize that it's probably never will be. I have come close to it a few times, but it never the same. And, you know, when I read that, it reminds me of that day driving in the car from that first meeting, you know, not being drunk and just feeling this amazing feeling of basically life without fear, right? Life, not worried about getting caught drinking and driving or the shame and all that shit and the peace that it brought me. And I do believe that it is that. I didn't realize it at the time. I was too you know, still driven by self. You know, self wants to get better. Self wants to be sober. Self wants to finish these steps. Self, you know, there's this self part of me appearing like I'm humble, right? Still trying to be humble a person, but still self-motivating. And it's hard to find that place free of self when self is sort of behind it. And that took time to figure out, right? And I'm not free of self all the time. I'm a human, right? But I, you know, I become aware of it. And so, you know, it's hard for me to explain, you know, how this works, right? And then I'm like, well, what is, just because of my relationship, what I feel like is my relationship with a God or a higher power is like this, that doesn't mean that everybody's is, right? It doesn't mean, you know, what happens, you know, there's probably a group of people that think, you know, they don't need to be free of fear, right? They like the aggression. They like to attack things. They like to take it on, right? They like to be motivated by self and money and fame and fortune. And I'm sure in their minds they're doing the exact, the perfect thing, right? Exactly what they're supposed to be doing, right? You're not like, I think of like David Groggins, who's the guy that, I don't know what he's called. I mean, he's an ex-Navy SEAL. Thank you for your service. We appreciate that. But, you know, I saw this video of him, you know, running down the road. His wife's like, you know, typical people would be at home watching TV. David comes home and he's like, I'm going to go run 100 miles. And so she's following him in a car. And I'm like, you know, what's the point of that, right? What is that serving? I guess they're making a video of it. So, and I appreciate that, right? But I don't want to live like that, right? I don't need to go out and run 100 miles to prove anything, right? I am not the guy that thinks that, you know, you need to, who's going to do it if I don't do it, right? And he's, I appreciate his energy, but I'm just, it reminds me of the days of my running, right? And taking pictures and, you know, posting all my times and, you know, it's just a lot of self stuff. And so point of all that is, it's everybody's journey is different, right? My, the place that I want to be, the relationship I want to have is one that's just, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not living this life where I have to be something that I'm not. I don't have to be something that I'm not to other people. I am who I am, and I'm just okay with it, right? You know, I sat down at that meeting the other night and shared. I didn't care what people thought. I just, you know, was trying to, you know, share my experience, strength, and hope, right? And, you know, there'd be a time where I'd be like, oh, I hope everybody liked that, right? I hope. And today I'm just like, you know, like my buddy Matt used to say, just be honest and it'll be fine. And that's sort of my motto today. And so it's just tough to, you know, I enjoy doing this podcast. I am not a professional at AA. I'm not a professional at recovery. I am not a professional and as a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I'm just a guy trying to share some of the bumps that I go through in my daily journey, trying to find this, you know, place where I'm at peace, right? And so, but it doesn't mean that it has to be everybody's journey, right? Everybody has their own journey, and it has its own characters that are involved in it and different things. Some people have things to fix that I don't. I have things to fix other people don't. So it's always different, you know. But I know one thing, don't drink, right? And try to get to a lot of meetings and, you know, help another alcoholic, and hopefully, you know, you're going to be set for the next day, right? But everybody has to figure it out, and it just takes time, right? And I think that's, you know, I think one of the things, I know what I struggled with early on is that I just wanted to be better so fast, right? And then for a long time doing a lot of meetings and not just always feeling better, right? Still sort of stuck in the mud. And but not really being aware of what was stuck, right? Just always kind of struggling. And I wasn't drinking, but, you know, not really getting the meetings, not understanding the steps. And but it just took time. And then eventually, you know, start coming back and you get a little more and you get a little more. And then all of a sudden you have these moments. You're like, holy shit, for me, right? It's all just what is working for me. And so I appreciate everybody's relationship with God. You know, when I sat at that meeting the other night and shared my journey and through, you know, and what I shared the other night was that, and I think the main thing that I've had to do was kind of, and I think I said this the other day, was just sort of reset my my pre-existing thoughts of what a relationship was. It was always watching other people, how they behaved, how they looked, right? And sort of assuming that that's what that would be my goal, and realizing that it's not. It isn't my goal. And so basically starting fresh and doing a lot of work and then just seeing what comes out, right? You know, it's like making a green drink. You squeeze a bunch of green shit in there, and next thing you know, this green juice comes out, and you're like, well, that looks terrible. And you drink it, and it's sort of terrible, but you sort of like it, and you know that there's a lot of great stuff in it. And so you push past some of the flavor, and you know, you just hope for the best. And that's kind of what my journey has been, you know, finding a relationship with a higher power. And it's really just this, you know, removal of all the fear and bullshit. And so, but yeah, I'm just really grateful today. I'm sober, and yeah, I'm just feeling really blessed. And you know, I did go paddling the other day. It was Wednesday. I think I shared. I might have done a podcast before, but went back out on the water. You know, it's so funny. I have been pretty sedentary. It's winter, right? I've just been sort of lazy, struggling a little bit with my diet, eating things I know I shouldn't eat, and really not feeling great about my physical weight and how I feel. I just feel kind of heavy, and you know, it's been a bit of a rough spell, rough few weeks for me at least. And but that's winter, right? And so we went out paddling, and man, it was a great paddle. Six guys, all of us together paddling, just had a lot of fun. Just, you know, another gift of this program. You know, I wasn't doing stuff like that in my drinking days, right? I wasn't doing, and then I know, you know, I'm always blown away by the, you know, I hear stories about guys that basically live this wonderful life and drink, right? I mean, I must not hear all the details, but have a job, have a career, participate in different things in and outside of a bit of your business or your family, and seem to have a pretty decent life all while drinking. And I just wasn't like that. I, you know, when I drank, nobody hung out with me, right? It was, you know, and maybe because I started so early, right? I just didn't give myself a lot of chances to build a life, right? And so I'm just always surprised. And so today, as a person that doesn't drink, and that doesn't mean that everybody in that boat doesn't drink for me, right? And everybody does what everybody does. But for me, it's just another opportunity, right? I definitely, even if I had been doing back in my drinking days, if somebody had asked, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that, right? Or unless it was serving self. I remember my buddy Eddie asked me if I wanted to play flag football. I remember joining, starting that job at the club, working on the golf course, and I just remember how I looked up to my boss, Eddie, and he was just this, he worked hard, you know, people respected him. I was like, this guy's freaking awesome, man. And him asking me, hey, why don't you come out and play with our flag football team? And I'm like, yeah, okay, right? Just like, you know, what's the problem there? The fear, right? What am I afraid of? That he won't like me if I say no. If I'm like, nah, no thanks. He'd be like, come on, man. I'd be like, nope, I couldn't do that back then. I'd be like, yes, I'll do it. I was smoking, right? I was out of shape. I was not healthy. Drinking, eating bad. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And I remember lining up for the first time, hut, hike. I took three steps and blew out my hamstring, fell to the ground. Jeez. I'm like, oh, what are you thinking, right? What are you thinking? And today, you know, people can ask me and I could say, nah, I don't think I'm interested. Or, Jeez Louise. God bless me. Excuse me. But people asking me to do things, and I'm like, nah, I don't think that's not my cup of tea. Just out of respect to you, I'm going to just say I'm going to pass. Or, you know, when my buddy Dave asked me, you know, why don't you come try this? Never been in a boat paddling, right? Never done. In fact, I get seasick, right? And I get very seasick. And somebody asked me that the other day. How do you paddle and not get seasick? And I go, I don't know. I just do it, right? I don't know. Maybe it's just not rough enough to make me sick, or it's just rough enough that it's helping me build up some immunity to getting seasick. I have been out there and felt a little nauseous a couple times, but it was just because I was staring down at the water the whole time and not keeping my eyes on the horizon. And but, you know, he's like, "You want to try?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I felt a little obligated. You know, I'm not sure. You know, I knew that him and I had a good enough relationship that I didn't have to say yes just for us to be friends. But, you know, he pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I said yes. And I've been doing it, and I love it. And I'm just so grateful, because that wouldn't have happened back in my drinking days. That is absolutely for sure. Nobody was asking me to go out and do anything like that. So, but I guess, you know, the whole point is that for me is that, you know, I'm lucky where I'm at, and I can lose it in a hot second, right? And, you know, my message is just like I was told, just keep coming, man. Just keep coming to meetings, keep hanging out, you know, keep working that third step, right? Start turning your will, your thinking, and your lives, your actions over to the care of a higher power, right? Or a care of good. And you start seeing results, you know, start obeying the law, right? Like my buddy Joel, not driving when he knew he wasn't supposed to. That was a third step move. And, you know, those are the kinds of decisions that we have to, and I had to, start following if I wanted to start getting better. Because really, you know, the drinking, and like I said the other night, there isn't one word in that book, in any of these books, that got me sober, right? I did not come to a meeting drunk and read that book and said, you know what, I want to get sober. No, I had to get my ass kicked, humiliated, embarrassed, ashamed, ego devastation, complete humiliation before I could jump through that window. And then I could start reading that book. Like I told those guys, this book didn't get me sober, but this book helps build the foundation. So when old devil comes a knocking, old whatever you want to call it, right, comes a knocking, that hopefully I can, you know, hold my footing and not just jump back in like I did back in over in Easton. So, but yeah, that's what's going on. Let's see, maybe I can read the Daily Reflections. Like I said, I'm sort of at a point right in my life at this today that not much is going on, right? It is pretty boring. So, but we'll find something to talk about, right? So let's see, February the 23rd, mysterious paradoxes. Such is the paradox of AA. Regeneration. Strength arising out of complete defeat and weakness, the loss of one's old life as a condition for finding a new one. Wow. It never ceases to amaze me or surprise me. So, I'm going to read that again. Such is the paradox of AA. Regeneration, strength arising out of complete defeat and weakness, the loss of one's old life as a condition for finding a new one. Yeah, I think it's sort of what I just said, right? Complete deflation, ego deflation, complete humiliation. I had to get devastated before I could start to walk the path of a new life, right? I had to lose everything. And, you know, you would think, you know, my self-centered mind would think I would need all that I had prior to start building my new life, but I really had to lose everything, right? Ego, how I thought, people I hung out with, everything, right? I had to lose it all to start to be able to, you know, find a new one. And so I'm going to read that one more time. Such is the paradox of AA, regeneration, strength arising out of complete defeat and weakness, the loss of one's old life as a condition for finding a new one. Yeah. AA Comes of Age, page 46. What glorious mysteries paradoxes are. They do not compute, yet when recognized and accepted, they reaffirm something in the universe beyond the human logic. When I face a fear, I am given courage. When I support a brother or sister, my capacity to love myself is increased. When I accept pain as part of the growing experience of life, I realize a greater happiness when I look at my dark side. I am brought into new light when I accept my vulnerabilities and surrender to a higher power. I am graced with unforeseen strength. I stumbled through the doors of AA in disgrace, expecting nothing from life. And I have been given hope, dignity. Miraculously, the only way to keep the gifts from the of the program is to pass them on. Yeah. Is that what a paradox is? I don't even know what a paradox is. I mean, that sort of sounds like when that guy asked me, how do I find God? And I said, stop searching, right? Stop searching for God, and I think we can find him, right? Self can't be the motivator behind finding a relationship with humility, right? They just don't work. Maybe that's a paradox. I do believe that. That was why I never had a relationship with God, is because I was always searching and self was behind it. And it was always like, what's God going to give me? What's God going to fix? And, you know, and I think that's sort of another paradox. You know, the more I have worked this program and become free of fear and free of all of this selfish shit, the less I really need God, right? It isn't about somebody there or something there to help and fix things anymore, right? It's just a state of mind. It's just a lifestyle. And, you know, I like the lifestyle. It's been really good. And my relationship today with the higher power is like nothing I ever imagined, right? Because if I imagined it, it would be something like that was going to help and fix me, and they just don't go together. So that's pretty cool. I hope, I hope everyone's having a great day. I am working tomorrow. I don't know if I'll do a podcast. I don't really have anything going on. So maybe, I don't know, we'll see. But like I said, I hope everyone has a great day. And go check out Julie Derrick, man. She's a really cool person, and this is a great song. So have a great day. Later.
My palms are sweaty as I grasp the steering wheel too tight.